grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
You can rely on Tamaki Makoto to provide you with an obstacle course on a bike.
Kia ora, everyone.
Kia ora, Chris. What's good? How have you been? How was your week? How's it all going?
Well, got off to a great start.
Oh, how was fam?
Very good, in fact. Very good. Right. And there's another great promotional thing coming up on K Road. Tell you about in a sec. But actually, the story begins on K Road, coming in on Monday morning. And I was like, what the hell? There's a bloody grow up mounted on the side of the building. And it turns out...
Grow up mountain. What's that?
Mounted. Grow up mounted.
Okay.
Like on the side of the building, kind of like tacked on with all its lights coming out, these plants and ducting and stuff. Hell Pizza, launching what they called the dubious pizza.
Oh, love some dubious meals.
Yes, they aim to spark a conversation.
Nice.
With a herb lover's pizza. And it's quite a cool campaign because they've done these custom grinders, which I don't know if there are any left, but even on Monday, they were hard to find.
Hell's Pizza, the pizza place?
Yeah, and you get this dubious pizza and get your custom grinder and have a conversation. And the idea is, they're pointing out all the inequities of medical cannabis, the fact that the referendum was so close, that more people than ever are using it. Majority now wanting support, wanting reform in polls and things. And they're saying, well, while pizza might not be the key to drug reform, dubious could be how we start a long overdue conversation about access to cannabis and its place in society.
Wow.
Good on them. I actually think that this is worth getting a pizza, even if you don't eat it. Give it to someone who needs it. Give it to a hungry person, a homeless person. Because this is worth supporting. I think it's probably the first kind of corporate entity I can think of that has backed cannabis law reform.
Wow.
Even during the referendum.
True stories, wow. Okay. That's good.
Good on them. Good on them. I've got to say, because at first I was like, what the hell? It's not vegetarian. They call it herb lover, it's not vegetarian. Because if you go down and get one. I made mine a veggie one, of course, but and got the grinder. But then it was pointed out to me, maybe the pulled pork, which it actually is its default setting. Because I was like, why would you put pork on it?
Yeah, that's a bit random.
No. Is that sparking conversation too about the police? And their role?
I would say so.
We need to pull the pork.
There's some creative people back there in the Hell's Kitchen.
Here's the grinder.
That's awesome.
For your review. Comes with a little bag of herbs.
Yeah, very nice, very nice.
Some sage and oregano.
That's fine.
But we'll try some medical, some actual medical cannabis.
Oh, it smells like...
smells like the...
oregano. It smells like a pizza shop.
Let's make it... Actually, this... let's just see how it works. I haven't actually tested the thing out. We're doing it live on air.
We're doing live testing.
Of the grinder. Good on them, good on them. And with great timing as well, while I fill this, you just break up your little buds a bit. And by the way, my top tip for grinders, people often say, oh, my grinder gets a bit sticky and stuff like that. Keep it in the freezer. Keep your grinder in the freezer. That's my top tip.
Did you hear it, people?
And you'll find that nothing sticks to it. It's a couple of twists, it's all done. You're not tapping it out.
I guess because, it's getting all hardened.
I think this is a goodie.
It'll be good until it gets all sticky, but I guess you'll avoid that by putting it into the freezer.
Into this little wrap of paper. And we'll destroy it by burning it.
Wow!
That's pretty good.
That's a damn good grinder.
The sound of a grinder, which everyone knows.
If you're like, you guys, I need to get a new grinder, but you're also like, oh, I'm pretty hungry. 2-for-1. Oh, you just said they're actually sold out.
They were very hard to get on Monday. Maybe they've restocked. The grinders are only $20, so bloody hell, good on them. The other thing, of course, we do sell grinders at the Hemp Store. So, but hell, you've done well with this one.
Done well.
Yeah, I like it. Thumbs up. But yeah, if you want a top of the line, high end one, you get these ones called Stash from the States. So anyone who's tried one of them knows this is just a revolution in grinders.
Really? How much do those cost retail, RRP?
I think they start at about 50 and go to about 90.
You've got to invest in your medicines.
They're for your high end, particularly for your medical. It doesn't like skewer it and smear it. Instead, they just kind of gently rub it.
A gentle rub.
A gentle rub, that's it, which we all prefer. And that keeps the medicine on the herb and not smeared around the grinder.
Yes, because that's what happens to me.
It is what happens.
Okay.
So with great timing, though, because they did say, let's spark a conversation. And then Newsroom published this article, Aotearoa Drug Policy for the 21st Century. And this is a couple of professors down at University of Otago, Rose Crossan and Joe Bowden.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, that grinder's made my mouth. argue it's time to say it's time to overhaul New Zealand's outdated and harmful drug laws with a health-based, utility-aligned approach.
Mm.
Reduces harm, saves tax money and police time. And it's a great article if you're sparking the conversation with your hell dubious pizza and that. And then, this is a great little read-up of some good little anecdotes. One of the things I opened with, 1975, when our Misuse of Drugs Act came in, that was the year Rob Muldoon was elected and Pink Floyd released Dark Side of the Moon.
1985, you said?
1975.
Right.
That's how old this law is.
What's that, 50 years? That's
exactly.
Right, you always say that.
50 years. And having followed Nixon and America into the war on drugs, you know, as they point out, we've been left behind,
mm-hmm.
including by America, ironically.
Hilarious.
And basically they say what it all comes down to is we, the people, have to stand up for it and actually make our politicians, turn them from being scared and averse and turn them instead into, I've got to back this. And we saw that with medical cannabis. It actually switched in quite a short amount of time from being something they didn't want to touch. And resisting. Remember Peter Dunn? Oh, that crap. And then all of a sudden, they all had bills in Parliament. National trying to outcompete Labour and the Greens for the best bill.
Yeah,
Shane Retty's bill would have given you a medical card that let you just go down to a pharmacy and get your own cannabis.
Definitely.
So that was the National policy, position.
That's
and, just
crazy.
A few years ago. So, it can happen. And that brings me to the third story of the week. This is, and that's in the spin-off profile. Meet Gary Childs, Parliament's weed man.
Mm.
And anyone who's followed the TV news over the last sort of few years would probably have seen him in the background of a shot here and there,
uh-huh.
dressed in his cannabis suit. And he goes there every question time, I think, or at least once a week, and makes sure he's seen in the gallery by the politicians. It's a bit of a reminder.
Nice.
And
very
I think,
good.
And it's a very nice profile, actually. It's it's really showing that he's actually a really nice guy who's just standing up for what he believes in, and he's not being a dick about it. And politicians from both sides in that respect him for it. So
politicians should be like that too. Nice people who stand up for what they believe in and are nice people, and they aren't dicks about it. Imagine.
It's a good rule of life.
Shout-outs to Gary.
Gary. Another rule of life from Gary, and pointing out, too, long-time campaigner for Normal, and, in fact, our activist of the year, just a few years ago. I can't remember the exact year, to be honest, but it was just quite recently. A quote from Gary. My attitude now, if you get to my age, and Gary's 60-something, if you get to my age, you don't have people half your age that you look up to, then you're the problem.
Say that quote one more time.
Okay, because it's a little bit of a hmm.
No, but it's making sense.
If you get to my age...
Yeah. This is Gary's age.
Yep.
How old is Gary?
60-something.
Yep.
He's got his gold card. If you don't have people half your age that you look up to, then you're the problem.
Did you hear that? Because he ate with that sentence. I agree.
Right on.
And I agree with that at any age.
Yes.
I look up to 16-year-olds. I think some of them are pretty awesome.
Hmm. Right on.
Think about
it. I like that. Okay, there you go, people. There's a rule for life.
Yes.
If you need to reduce your blood pressure, new study showing CBD does it. Meta-analysis of randomized placebo-controlled trials.
Awesome.
There you go. Another good one for CBD this week. This is all just this week's studies. It reduces alcohol use disorder, according to a federally funded study published in Nature. We're talking gold standard stuff here, University of California. Reduces use, withdrawal, and relapse. A 3-in-1 hit. There you go.
There you go.
And something that everyone might need at some point, CBD improves cognitive decline associated with aging. This is paid for by the Canadian government. Targets inflammation in the brain. There you go.
There it is.
CBD. What all of these studies said is you need to take them like regularly, long term.
It's consistency.
Yeah, it's not just having a one-off hit.
Yeah, true.
If you want that, talk to your doctor or any other clinic, or give me a ring, or come on into the hemp store. We can help you out with some very friendly doctors and get you off on the legal path. And that was what I wanted to say. It's coming up on K-Road. It actually starts next Thursday, the 11th. Goes through to the 20th. It's called Karanga Happy Returns.
I know about this.
It's pretty cool. So you come up to K-Road, you get you spend something, anything, no minimum purchase, any shop. Collect your receipt. Collect up all your receipts. Do it as many times as you can. And then you go to this pop-up shop that is, I think, 490 K-Road, but it's not hard to find. And then you get to redeem your collected receipts for prizes.
And the prizes can be pretty random.
And pretty awesome.
And pretty awesome.
Yeah, and not just the kind of stuff you can usually buy. Kind of like collector's stuff and like, oh my goodness stuff.
Truly.
So, yeah, that starts next Thursday. That's pretty cool. So,
hell yeah.
Come up every day, you know, and go around a few shops and drop a few coins and
get a little grinder.
There you go.
Go and give the receipt. Receipt.
On the closing day of that, you can, which is the 20th of September, you can celebrate at New Zealand's biggest ever session, I'm calling, which will be Snoop Dogg at Dewdrop.
There's a concert, isn't it?
If you quantified it, it would be a large amount being burned and vaped and swallowed.
Well, hopefully.
We like to think.
Hopefully enjoyed. And not taken away, but hey.
What else we got coming up is 4th and 5th October is Canaposium at Waipuna, and 14th of October at Gandalf up at Whangarei District Court, back on trial.
That's right.
31st of October is Halloween at Whakamana, and J-Day, Saturday 6th of December, Albert Park, is you'll be able to actually see Gary Childs there coming up, Parliament's Weed Man, we were just talking about. He's coming up with the Daiquiri crew doing a pop-up Daiquiri at the J-Day this year.
What's a pop-up Daiquiri?
Well, the Daiquiri was New Zealand's first cannabis social club.
I actually went there.
There you go.
I remember it. That's why I was like, wait, what's Daiquiri?
I'm not exactly sure what a pop-up Daiquiri is, but it sounds bloody good.
Because where was it? West Auckland, eh? Was it?
I think it might have had a couple of locations, perhaps.
If you went to the Daiquiri, text us 5395 with your fondest Daiquiri memory. In lead up to the Daiquiri pop-up. When did you say it was again?
That's a J-Day, 6th of December.
That's right, yep. Look at that, that's awesome. Gosh, they're thinking of everything, aren't they?
It's going to be good. We'll also have some doctors there and providers and informational booths and market stalls and bands and DJs and all the works.
There it is, folks.
It's all happening. Book it in. 6th of December.
Get
we'll see you on
calendar.
Albert Park.
Awesome.
High noon to 4:20.
There it is. Awesome. Not all bad news again. It's pretty cool.
We're trying for the good news. Awesome. Yeah. Now I've got to finish rolling up this medical herb.
Awesome. Cheers, Chris.
All right.
Bloody awesome.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with Mary Jane. She's my main thing. Christoph Altruento is